You're up to Dav Ches Amar Aleph. Here the Mishnah says, Chati Soif is Moilim Bo Mishuk Tishu. A Chati Soif, you know, by birds, there are two types of birds you can bring for Korban, either a Chatis or an Oilo. Now, if you bring a Chati Soif, the locker is Moilim Bo Mishuk Tishu. As soon as you maktish the bird, when you buy the bird and you maktish it, so at that time, it's Chal Nesemila. Since it has a Dinik Dushas Aguf on it, it's going to be brought for Korban. Therefore, if you have Hanno from it, it'll be over the Yisamila. Nimloko, later when the Kohen goes and starts doing the Avoid and makes the Malika on the Chatesayf, is Hukshur at that time, then the Boster becomes Koshem, Li Poster B'Tfuyayim. Then, let's say a person that was Tomei and went to the Mikveh that day, because it's not Herer Shemesh, didn't become the evening yet, so that's called the Tfuyayim. So, Lachruz, if a Tfuyayim touches Koshem, it becomes possible. That's what our mission holds. So when does this boss, or when does the yaif become raw to be makabel tumah from a tful yaim? That's only after malika. So nimloka, once a kain makes a malika on this yaif, then it's hukshah, then it's fit to become possible from a tful yaim. It's not so much after heksha shabai, but then it gets a shame boss alike that it could be makabel tumah. Or the mechusik apurim, who within the mechusik apurim is a person that was tumah, like the Mitzvah, that did not bring his korban yet, so it's called the Mechusik Kippurim also. If he touches Kachim, he'll be Matamarit. So, Uvalina, who would then, if you leave over the dam, so it'll be Absalina, like once you make the Malika Sukhshra, but now you have to use the dam that day, you leave it over till after Shki, you'll become Puzzle. Who's the Dhamma? Let's say they make that Zer Zadam, they spritz the dam of the Chatesayf. Then Allah reads, that's like the Gemara's week, and then Chayav Molu Mishum Pigul. If you had a Machshavas Pigul while you were doing the Avedis, now the Shasta Azor, the Doma, that's what's Chal in the Eif, in the Bosor, Adin Pigul. Who Adin now Naisiv is left overnight, the Bosor, he has Nisa Pigul, a Naisiv Chal on it. And who Adin the Tomei? I mean, the Ratzata said that the Bosor is Tomei, now for, or else who Adin if a Kayin that has a Tumas Aguf on him. If he's Tomei, if he eats from Kachim, he's Chayav Nisav De Shemayim. So at what point is the boss of fit to have this Issa Tumah? That's only after this Rika was done. But V'yayin Bamila, since Lamaisi made the Azor, that takes off the Issa Mila from the Bosa. Just like by a regular Kodesh Kadoshim, after this Rika, the Mila goes off the Bosa, because there's a Hetachal Patakanim, so I didn't have Chat to save also. If you make the Azor, this Rika, and then it becomes mutal achidu to the kanim, therefore the yisamila goes off. Now the Gemara says, Ketoni, what did we learn in the Mishnah? That once you make the malika on the oif, hukshiro li posa b'tfuyem. Then it becomes kosher, becomes fit, and now this basar, if a tfuyem touches it, becomes posel. Who had in the mechus kippurim? Somebody is supposed to bring a korban yet, that's like a mitzvah yaledis, they didn't bring the korban yet. To a mechus kippurim, first of the old touch kachim will become pasul. So the diik is lifsalin, that the bosa now only becomes pasul. Avul etmuyin leber does not become tamei. So the difference between psul and tamei is like this. Psul, let's say by truma we have that a sheni can make a psul. If you have something that's a sheni letuma, when it touches truma it makes it pasul, it's tamei. But it doesn't have a kerch to make a revi, it can't make something else tamei. That's called psul in itself is pasul, in itself is tamei, but it can't give over its tummy. Mashenkim, if something becomes a rishon or a sheni, since it can make a shlishi, it can make a psul and truma, that's called tummy, it will give over its tumma. That's the shail here, when a tfuyayim touches a kachim, does it make it like a sheni l'tumma, that it could be metam as something else, or does it only become like a revi, a psul in itself is tummy, but it cannot be metam or the kachim? So now mishnah tzimashim, when the tfuyayim or the nechusik apurim touches the korban, touches this basar, it becomes pasul, but not tamei to matam or something else. If so, masnis and man, who is our mishnah go like? Rabbanim, he goes according to Rabbanim Shita. Because the tani will learn like this. Asura machoikis. At the theft in Tyrus it says, Abishurlai, the Abishol holds and says, Tfuyayim, if a Tfuyayim again, that's a person that touched the sheretz, was tamei today, and he went to the mikvah. If we went to the mikveh until the evening, it's called a tfuyayim. So Abishol holds that chila lakodesh. He's called like a rishon to get the kachim. And therefore, when he touches kachim, he makes it into a sheni. And therefore, this sheni can make a shlishi, and the shlishi can make even a revi b'kodesh. And who are din that again when the tful yom touches this kodesh, so the kodesh now becomes a sheni l'tuma. If this sheni now would touch truma, it would pass with the truma. That's Abba Shaul's halacha. That lemaisa is not just on posel, but it mamid becomes tamei. When a tful yom touches the kodeshim, it mamid makes it tamei. It makes it into a sheni l'tuma. So not like our Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Meir says, Mitamas a Kodesh. You could be Mitam with the Kodesh, but a postless a Truma. In other words, the Tfu Yom has a loch like a Shem Rutum, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, when the Tfu Yom touches the Kodesh, it makes it into a Shlishi. And therefore, Shlishi by Kodesh can still make a Revi by Kodesh. Therefore, Meir or Mitamas a Kodesh. It could be Mitam with the Kodesh. Now, once it's Mitam with the Kodesh, it makes the Kodesh into a shlishi, and we are doing a postless a truma. The tful yom touch truma, since the tful yom is like a sheni, he would make the truma possible. That's what Meir Shita. They can also not like our Mishnah, but the chachamim and the chum say kishem shu peso mashka truma v'yachle truma kachu peso mashka kodesh v'yachle kodesh. Chum say no, with tful yom can only make a psul, he cannot be metama. The same way, if he touches mashke of truma, means he touches, let's say, oil or wine, or who do he touches oichle truma, that he only passes them. The same thing by kachim also, when he touches kachim, he only makes it a psul, and not a tamei. So that's like our Mishnah, that a tsuyam only passes the kachim, it makes it itself tamei, but it cannot give over its tamei to something else. Now, Tayyip says, a chum hold that a tsuyam, he has lochav, he can rock pesel. Bishum Dover, whatever he touches, he only passes it, he can never give it a real din tumah to give over tumah to something else. So here's how Mishnah goes at the Chom Shita over here. Now, Omar Rava says that Labishoyal, according to Abishoyal, Ma lost of the Kutchim, that the Bodhi made a special mile according to Abishoyal, and Shavim Rabban in Latfuya and Kirishan. Rabban made the Tfuya and like a Rishon Latumah, and therefore when he touches the Kutchim, he makes it into a sheni, like you said before. The sheni makes it into a shlishi, and the shlishi makes it into a revi. So that's the moment of Rabbi Shua. Remember the Yom Atchil Lakodesh, the Kavod Lakodesh sheni, the Tasman of Masnisin. Kitzur, whoever wants to say, even according to Rabbi Shua, our Mishnah also cannot good. That after Rabbi Shua holds that a Tful Yom makes the Kodeshim into a sheni, that a Tful Yom himself is called like a Rishon Lutumah, he wants that only with the Rabbanon. That's what Rabbi is saying. That Rabbi Shaul Mala also the Kachim, the Rabbanim made a special Mala, a special Chumrah, Midi Rabbanim. That Midi Rabbanim we say, Shavinu Rabbanim Tfu Yom Kirishim. But Midi Raisa Nechnam, the Din of the Mishnah Sron by Midi Raisa. Midi Raisa, he also agrees that Tfu Yom could only pass the Kachim and not really make a tummy. Now, the same tells could be also according to the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Kiyechu Sheni, that Rabbi Meir says that he's Matamas Akkadish Apostle. According to Rabbi Meir, that he's a sheni the tful yom, and he makes the kachim into a shlishi. That's also only le rabbanon a chumim mid rabbanon. So that's also only chumim mid rabbanon. As Midi writes, Rabbi Meir also agrees to our Mishnah that the tful yom could only pass with the kachim. That he said the tful yom's like a sheni and he makes the kachim into a shlishi. That's also only on my lot mid rabbanon. But the rabbanon, according to Chom Sheet over here, even the tful. Even the Tavol, since the person went to the mikveh already today, even though he was Tom at the beginning, what Tom at Tful Yom means he went to the mikveh that day, is the Kolash Tumah. The term is Kolash goes off a little bit. Therefore, the Rabbanon left it with a Dindi right to that Posel Meshavia. When the Tful Yom touches the Kachim now, he could only make a Posel, the Tomile Meshavia. The Rabbanon did not make any Chumis here, and therefore only makes a Psul, and does not make a Tomi. So kids, according to Rabbi Mishnah came out according to either one of these three shittas, that the Mishnah saw a matter of Dindi Raisa. And Rabbi Shaul and Rabbi Meir are only arguing out of my limit, Rabbanon, how far Rabbanon went to put the Chumras on the Tfu Yom. Now the Mishnah says, who's the Domer Chayovim? That when you make the Azorius Hadam, for you have to save, so you make the Azor, then you have Mishnah Pigel. So, and here Adin Mila goes off, the Mishnah says, once you make the Azor, Mila goes off. So Moses Medayik, Mila who the letter. Mashmi, if you make the Azor and Yitzchak the Soif, then the Yitzchak Mila goes off the Bosa.
But Mashma will be still weaker, there's still an Isra for the Kohen to eat from it. That's the Mashma for the Mishnah, just the Isra Nila goes off. Otherwise, the Mishnah should have said, Asutta Bachilo. For the Mavi Amai, why? Homamoya the Kohenimu. Like once you make that Zeres Adam, that's like it's weaker by Kohen, so it's now Smitta for the Kohen to eat from the boss of Mamish, the Mammon. So why does the Mishnah only say the Isra Nila goes off? It should have said stronger. The Isra Bachilo is how. Like we had before, on the Rabbi Chanina, I tell you, Liyotzin. We're talking about over here that there was a Psu Yotzi on the bottom, that the Yotz was taken outside the base of Mikdash already. And the Mishnah is going now to Rabbi Kivri. The young Rabbi Kivri holds Zerikum Yalas Liyotzi. That even though there was a Psu Yotzi on the bottom, it went out, even though he brought it back in again, now when you make the Zerika helps enough. That what? That there's no Isamila? The Nechanami, the La Basachili, it's not Mutatidit. It's not called like a real Zerika Kshay with your Mantra Tachilu that much known since the Yisra Yotze Rishchal does not go off. The key Bashit is only that the Zerika helps to take off the Yisra Mila. So that's what our Mishnah means to say that Mila goes off. But in the Yisra Yotze still remains. Omer Ravun Ravun says Omer Rav in the name of Rav that Mitzri Chati Saif Eina Makif. That did the Halacha by Chati Saif. A Chati Saif is like this. At first you're supposed to make hazor, supposed to claim to put his hands in the dam and make hazor, sprinkle it onto the mizbeach. Then the Torah says a mitzvah is supposed to take the yayf and like squash it on to the yisod of the mizbeach. That's the avodah of a chatis. So Avraham Rav says that it is a mitzvah is mitzvah, that squashing out the dam on the mizbeach, that's not makif. And even if you don't do it, still you have your kapara. And no idea, the din tig will be chal as soon as you make the hazor, even though before you made it is a mitzvah. So what's the raya? The Tony Rock was Rav learns the Mishnah, who's the Dama? As soon as you made the Azor, as soon as you sprinkled from the Dam itself onto the Mizbeach, that's what's called the Yisipigal. You do not have to wait till you make the Mitzri. Now, Ravad the Bar Avam, he held in the name of Rav, Omarav, that Mitzri Chat to save Makiv, he held no, that it's a void of Mitzri of squashing the Dam out of the neck like onto the Yisipigal of the Mizbeach, that's also from the Ikra Dinam of Zerika. And therefore it's not called you Mekan the Mitzvah Zerika by the Schat HaSeif until you make the Mitzvah Yisrael Yisrael HaMizbeach. And therefore the Din Tigger will not be Chal until you make this Mitzvah on the Yisrael. So the more interesting, the Tony Rav Mitzvah Dama and the Chami Rav is going to change around the gears of our Mishnah according to this chart. Even though in our Mishnah it says Huza, our Mishnah says Huzah Dama Chayov Mala Mishum Pigul. But according to this Gilus, we have according to this Tran Rav, you have to change around and say Mitzu Dama. That when you finish off the Azor completely, it makes the Mitzu. When you take the Yosef and squash it against the Yisrael of the Mizbeach to get all this Dama out, that's called the Gemar of the Zrika. And that's called the Kuvay. The Elimar says, Tashma coming here. It says, the Pasuk says, V'yanisha Badam Yimotzeh. The leftover dam after the Azor, you have to squash it on the Mizbeach. It says, Yimatzah, Yimatzah, Yisrael HaMizbeach. Chatesi, Mashmudat, Yikra, Avoid, Yisabachatis. So this time, when the Ravad of Arav, Hanu, Dixiv, Yanisha, Badam, Yimatzah. Chatesi, means to say, that's the mitzvah, that's when you can, the mitzvah chatis. What is it called? You finish the Avoid of the Chatis? When you make the mitzvah dam. So before that, you did not finish the Avoid, that's not called the Gemaz Rika. That's called the Kuvin Rika. It's very good, the Pasuk. Ella, though, according to the first sheet, Ella, Rafuna, that he holds no, that you become the mitzvah with the hazor when you first sprinkle the crane, puts his hands in the dam, with the expa, makes hazor on the mizbeach. You become the mitzvah's rico. So, my v'yanisha, what's supposed to mean to say v'yanisha? Mashma, you have to do it. Why do you have to do it? So, when it says, k'detani d'verbi shmel, all the supposed to mean to say, she'im nisha, means to say that if it was left over, not that you have to have leftover dam, because if you have leftover dam, then the mitzvah is mechatchila to make a mitzvah to squash it onto the yisayid. But what then if you do not do this, still you be yatsa. So the more still, or my chatesi, what does the pasuk mean to say chatesi? So my answer is a reisha nechanam, and the pasuk says chatesi does not mean the end of the pasuk of the mitzvah, but it means the beginning of the pasuk. The hazor, nechanam, as soon as you make the hazor, you make the avoider, that's called the good avoider, the chatesi. Oh, Malay Ravacha Bread, the Rav of the Ravashi, Ela Meyativ. So, what do you want to say when the Pasuk says, Vahanisha Badam? Does that mean you have to have the Mitzvah Dam? Trust me, if it's left over, do it. But does not mean likuvo. If so, gabi mincha. The same halacha supplied by mincha also. You see, the pasuk says behind my service. Then what you have left over after you make the kmitza, the pasuk says then by the first left over of the mincha. The pasuk says mina mincha. But yahu lebonov should be to our lebonov. So what do you want to tell me? Hochi nani. The pasuk just means shimni tufa. If you have left over shirayim, but not the likuvo. The pasuk before said the komatz mishom lekumsa. The kohen has to come and take a handful out of the mincha, the kmitza, from the flour, from the oil, kol levanos, and he burns it. And then it says down the service. So what do you want to tell me? Even after you made the kmitza, if for some reason the shrine got lost, still you could be mekayim the mitzvah of the mincha. Still you could burn the kmitza, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. When the pasuk says down the first left over, does not mean it has to be. Just if you have. Because the more is that true, according to you, the way you said by Vanisha Badam, that's what it means. So it should be the same halacha by mincha, and we'll soon see we know not like that. But says the chitam, maybe you want to tell me hakadam is taka true like that? That he, once you make the kmitza, even though afterwards it gets lost part of the shirayim, still you could burn the kmitza and be mekayim the mitzvah. For the more no daf test it says for a tiny we learn like this. The pasuk says again the komatz mishom. It says melakum. The pasuk says misolto umishamno alkol levinosa. That you have to take from its flour, from its oil, from the bottle of oil there. So we dash of this extra plastic here, prat, it comes to exclude shechos v'solta. Even after you made the kmitza, if some flour is going to be missing, or as v'chos v'shmon, if you're missing some oil, or as v'chos v'levoina, so if you're missing some of the levoina, that'll be plastic, you can't make the kmitza. So you see, when the plastic says be on the service, it means the kuber has to be there. When the pasuk says that nisha badam means you have to have dam to make the mitzvah dam, and if you don't do it, you don't make the mitzvah. Just like here, we see by mincha that when it says by nesaris means there has to be left over. So Mar says, no, I'm going to tell you, hosam ksiv behind nesaris kriya yisayv ksiv. I tell you here by mincha is like an extra pasuk. There are two diukim. Budash the drasha was from misolti mishamna. So what does that have to say again by nesaris? Since it says it again, Dana Seretz is like two times, Likuva. To hear by Mincha, Yoni Mekayim the Mitzvah, if after you make the Kemitza, the whole shrine has to be around. Up until you burn the Kemitza. But if part of the shrine, the leftover Mincha, got lost, you will not be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Why? Because here it says like two Diyukim. It says Mishamna, Misolti Mishamna, and also Dana Seretz. Mashenkin Bayes, the apostle just says once, Vanisha Badam Yimotse, there we could just say means, if you have leftover blood, mechatchila, you should press against the third of the mizbeach. But that there has to be likuva. Most of Rav Huna Shmuel, Rav Huna asked a question like this. So Rav Huna, he asked a question to Rav Huna. So Gemara Zvachana says, Echad Chatis Seif, V'yechad Oilu Seif. Either one of them, the Chatis or the Oilu Seif, Shemolkon, that the Kray made the Malika, or Mitzah Domen, and then B'shas Mitzah, while he was pressing down the bird against the Mizbeach, he had a machshava then, chutzim kaimam, teach from it the wrong place. So, possible, v'yayim b'koros. That's always the machshava, chutzim kaimam, always makes the psul, not chiyav koros, not the real pigle. Let's say he had the machshava, the chutzim manan, he had the machshava, teach from it the wrong time. Pigle, the chiyav malav koros. That's what it says the Gemara in Zvachim. So, katani mi is what we learn over here, that mitzvah daman, it says clearly, echad chatas v'yechad oyla. Must even by korban chatz, even by chatz seif, b'shas you make the mitzvah dam. That's after the hazor when you spritz it, when you squeeze it against the mizbeach, that's when you can have a machshavas pigul. So here you see clearly the mitzvah dam by chatz seif is likub. It has to be done. As the kasha on the first shita before. Moses says no. Who most of them? Yes, the question. Who the follows? No, he answers it. I tell you here that gemara means it's tzadim ketani. Just means it's tzadim. Means to say by an oyla seif it's that way. By an Oyla Seif has no Hazor. An Oyla Seif, the whole mitzvah is to take the Oyla and squeeze it against the Mizbeach. So by the Oyla, then we say you can make Tigel B'Shas the Mitzvah. Therefore, by Chattas would not be that way. By Chattas would only be B'Shas the Hazor and not B'Shas the Mitzvah. The Rashi said, let's start in Gedoni. The Shemolka and Mashma Tevayev, Achattas Seif, Oyla Seif. A Mitzvah Dama does not go on both of them, only on Oyla Seif. The last bazaar, the other side does not have bazaar at all. El mitzvah. could be miyachas letig lebiyazo lemotz nefagel mitzvah. It could be the mitzvah in the market. Kufim with what we just say, Torah the Rabbi Shmuel. Torah Rabbi Shmuel says shir nisha badam. Just to say, if some dam is left over, then you should make the mitzvah. It's not likuva. You tell me that Torah the Rabbi Shmuel holds it's not likuva. But the more I've heard Torah the Rabbi Shmuel, another Torah the Rabbi Shmuel says the Gemara Zvachim. The Torah the Rabbi Shmuel also shirai makim. The end of Gemara Zvachim, he comes out to say that shirai is makif. So we say the mitzvah dam should be makif. The end of that papa. When you did halacha to make the mitzui of a chatisayf after you made the hazor, later with leftover blood, that you have to trust it against the son of the Mizbeach, if that's likuva not, that the Rabbi Shmuel holds it is likuva. So who is the steer in front of the Rabbi Shmuel? Here in our Gemara, it's mashma son of the and there it's mashma now, it's even b'di'evid. So Gemara answers, anachanami. Tanoi v'libud Rabbi Shmuel. You have to say that there's a machlokes tanoi in exactly what did Rabbi Shmuel hold in Echanami over here in our Gemara. The Rabbi Shmuel held that he held it's not likuvei, and there in the Gemara Zvachim there it's like, oh yes, it is called likuvei. So the Mishnah says like this: Oyla soif ba oyla soif moylim bo mishahukshu. Say malachim. As soon as you mark the shit, it's kodesh kodeshim. It has a misdemeanor on it. When the Kohen comes to make them liko, Yezuch Shreven at that time the boss gets a shame buster on it, lifts up a tfuyam now for tfuyam touch it becomes possible. When the Chusik Gepurim over Lina, who had been there for Psu and the Chusik Gepurim touches it becomes possible. Over Lina now the Dan gets left overnight to be Psu Lina. Now Mitzah Dama, once the Kohen makes the Mitzah Dama Oila, there's only Mitzah Dama, you have to press the Oila against the Mizbeach. If Chayot Malam Mishum Tigal Neis of Atamei, that's called the Yotz of the Mitzvah's Riko, then it's Chavad Din Tigal, if you may, Mashur. Tigal Neis of Atamei. Omei Limbo Atitates Lebeis Adashin. Here by Ola, since the whole thing is burnt, you still have an Yisra Mila even after this Riko. Until you take it out to the Beis Adashin, the Beis Adashin means that you already burnt it on the Mizbech, and then the Kai Mitzvah Trumas Adashin, the next morning the Kohen took out the Trumas Adashin from it, that's called Nasa Mitzvot, and then the Yisimina goes off. Now, what's going to be by Purim HaNisrofim or Siyum HaNisrofim? These are the Chatis HaPinim. They're supposed to be burnt. So, Moilim Ben Mezhut Pesho. Again, has a lock of Kurdish Kedoshim. As soon as you mark this, she has Yisimina. Nishchet Tom, when you make a Shkitu, and it hooks you a lift of a Tfuyam. Then the boss gets a shame boss of a Tfuyam, touches it, becomes possible. That's when the Chutz Kedoshim. Hordin of a Lina, now if the Dam is left over, to be a Psalina. He's the devil, let's say he makes his rikas Adam by this chattis happenin. Then chayot malay mishun tigul nois v'tamay. Then he can bechala did so tigul in the korban, or else he becomes nois v'tamay. On Maryland Ben, you have a ifte mil even after this rika, the base adeshen, ad she yutuch. Atos mamish, atos yutuch habos, until the bolster is burnt up completely, till it becomes offer. Then it's called nas mitzvah, and then the ifte mil will go off. Now, a regular korban oila, is Merlin Bo Meshut Pishun, so as soon as you mark the shit, has Nisamila on it. Nishchato, as soon as you make a shchitra on it, Hukshro Lipso, again it becomes kosher to have a dim soul of it for Yom on it, and the Chutz Kippurim, or the leading for Dam is left over, Mishinis, or Ben, to make this because Dam, and the Chiyot Malay Mishun Pir Nes Vatame, Vyay Merlin Bioris, but there's no Isamila on the Oris of a Kovan Erlo, because that goes to the Kahanim. I have a Merlin Abosa, but the boss has Nisamila, because it's supposed to be burnt. I should take the base of the Shem Tov coming till you made the mitzvah so if you burnt then you took off the Shem of the Shem Chatis v'yoshim v'zivchei shal mitzibo had lech of Kodesh Kedoshim by Shavuos even the shal mitzibo is merlin b'hem mushuk v'shirtun is yomak v'shirav nisimilo nishchato efter shchit ruch shalusso b'tfuyem v'chus kipurim ovelina nizrak damut chayom leh mishum pigo nosu v'tamay ein merlin b'bosso. There's no similar on the boss because like a regular has a heter achila. Av molem b'yivareyim, but on the emu that's supposed to be burnt has an issimila on it. Achiyot lebet serv, do you take out the base of sreifa? Shtei alechem is burnt, shruis, molem b'yivareyim, mishut b'shunu z'yimak b'shit. Koma b'tan, as soon as it gets burnt, baked in the oven, comes brown on top. Ezoch shulis b'tfuyem, because kosh becomes posol, b'tfuyem, v'nechus ha-gipurim. V'lishchat alem is a zevach. That you can make a shchita, then you could shechta the korban. the lechem is fit for the have the kisvei teres to be shechted. That's mekadesh the lechem. Nizrak dem shekvosim. What should make this week of dem of the shnei kvosim? Chayav mulei mishapigur. That can make pigur in the lechem also nice of the tamei. The end of mila. There's no more to mean after the shita. After the zruik. But then it's chal after achila. Lechem aparim. We have every Shabbos. Moilam bo mishut b'shosun. The shemak b'shir has nice to mila. Korn betanu. When your bacon comes brown in the oven. Hoch shalusta b'tfuyom b'chutzi kipurim. Then it has a shen lechem. It's fuyom can make a tepossum. Well, you saw the garbage shulchan has to put on top of the shulchan. Kovah habizik, and you take the two cups on top that has levoinu inside it, and you put it on the zbech, you burn it. It's chiyav mulei mishum pikul, that's like this week of it, and that makes now, it's called, if you have a machshavas pikul, it's called pikul now in the lechem. Rode din noitz v'tamei. V'yein b'mil, no more is the milo now, because there's a hefter for karam to eat it, a regular, when you mark the bizikhan. Ha menochas regular mincha meilu memeshuk, tishotun is a mark the shit. Kot she b'kli, when you put the mincha into a klishoris, hoch she mishum b'tfuyen u'chus k'tulim. Overlean, then leave it overnight to be absurd. Once you have the Gushas Aguf, Gushas Aguf on it, then it's absurd if you leave it overnight. Or leave it there to Shkia. Korav HaKoimitz, once the Koim makes the Kmitza, Chayov Mulem Shem Pigo Nes of Atomei. V'yein Molem Bishram, there's no way similar in the Shrine, because the Shrine is Mutatit, if it's not Pigo. Our Molem becomes for the Koimitz itself, has Nes of Milo on it, Achiyes Tabes Adeshen. Since it's a mitzvah tower to burn there, the kmitzah, there'll be a nisa milu on it, up until it's burned completely, till it goes back to make the true mitzadeshin, till you make the yotzla beitzadeshin. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.